Listening Library presents The Last Kids on Earth and the Monster Dimension by Max Brallier. Read for you by Robbie Damon. Chapter 1.
Next up, the tower. Full speed ahead, stop for nothing.
You don't have to keep saying that, Jack. Dirk groans. We've been doing full speed ahead, stopping for nothing for weeks.
Yeah, who you talking to, Duder? June says, giving me a little elbow jab. I shrug. I'm doing like a pirate captain bit. Why, you don't like the bit?
Not even a bit, June says, smirking. And what would we possibly stop for?
I don't know, I say. Like if someone needed a bathroom break.
We're riding on top of a mall containing 42 bathrooms,
Quint points out very reasonably.
I don't foresee bathroom breaks being necessary.
Exactly, June says. We don't need to stop for anything. There is literally nothing in the entire world that could cause us to...
Stop!
We're hurled into our makeshift captain's wheel as the mollusk screeches to a halt.
Imagine a dog sprinting full speed, then suddenly, and with great surprise, reaching the end of its leash.
Except in our case, the dog is a 39-ton monster carrying the world's largest shopping mall on its back. It takes us a moment to gather our senses.
Oh, what happened?
June groans, rubbing at her head.
Squirrel in the road? I suggest.
We slowly get to our feet. A tremendous thicket of trees lies ahead of us. Through them, in the far-off distance, we see the reason for the mollusk's abrupt halt. An incomprehensibly massive army blocks our path forward. An army of skeleton soldiers and evil monsters called by their master Thrall, summoned to the same place we're going, the tower. Thrall's army.
Sorry, hold up, pause. We need to play a little game of catch-up.
I gotta fill you in on the big important stuff. First off, the tower. It's bad news. Once it's complete, it will bring Rezach the Ancient, destructor of worlds, into our dimension. And Rezach will do the thing he does so well, it's actually part of his name. Destruct the world. Which basically means devour every living thing on our planet. He's got a big appetite, apparently. The tower is Thrall's big project. It was nearly complete, but then he hit a snag. Thrall was missing a crucial piece of information. Information that could be gleaned only from the tower schematics. And the schematics weren't, like, scribbled on a scrap of paper. They were inside the brain of the monster Ghast. So Thrall snatched Ghast and brought him to a sentient fortress. Ruling over the fortress was the mad doctor Raxaw, aided by his loyal dire nurses, Deborah and Eyebulb. Dire nurses are the worst. Thrall ordered Raxaw to open up Ghast's brain and retrieve the schematics. My friends and I saw our chance. We'd sneak into the fortress and blow the whole thing up, Death Star style. Then Thrall would never be able to complete the tower, and Rezach would never be able to come here. Genius. Inside the fortress, we made some new friends, the Goon Platoon. A trio of monsters who had undergone cruel experiments and modifications at the hands... tentacles? Of Raxaw. Best of all, I found Rover, my monster dog buddy, who I had feared was lost forever. That was the good stuff. Everything else was bad. We failed. Raxaw probed Ghast's brain, found the tower schematics, and delivered them straight into Thrall's noggin. Also, and this is a big one, Ghast died. Ghast was some sort of monster god. And when a monster god dies, a whole lot of energy is unleashed. Enough energy that the fortress actually did blow up after all. But, like, a lot more up than we'd planned. The fortress was yanked through a portal and sent back to the monster dimension. And with the fortress went Raxaw, his minions, and our new pals, the Goon Platoon. My friends and I escaped, thanks to a last-minute rescue by our buddies Johnny Steve and Skelka, aboard the mollusk.
and Thrall escaped too. He has everything he needs to complete the tower and bring Rezzak to our dimension. But if we can get there in time, maybe we can still find a way to stop it. There must be something we can do, right? So, we're speeding toward the tower. Or we were, until we ran into this marching monster army roadblock.
Thrall's army. It's big. Bigger than I ever imagined.
At some point, we're gonna have to fight all those dudes, huh?
For the moment, I'm more concerned about how we get around them.
Exactly. Are we supposed to just wait for them to pass? What is this, the evil skeleton version of Make Way for Ducklings?
Apparently, yes. This is the evil skeleton version of Make Way for Ducklings.
You ever try to cross the street during a parade?
It's the worst, especially if you're not even there for the parade. Because then it's just like hundreds of people enjoying the show and you're like, I just want to get across the street to buy some socks. Does the sock store know how much business they're losing? This is like that, but, you know, worse.
Thrall's army seems endless.
But we have our own army. A zombie army. Or we will, if I can command them. Because back at the fortress, just before Ghast kicked the bucket, he did this.
With my final command, the army of the undead now marches toward the tower.
That same energy eruption that sent the zombies toward the tower also transferred the remaining bits of Ghast's zombie controlling powers into my cosmic hand. The cosmic hand has already been getting weirder, but it immediately got super grisly. Ghast told me, and I quote,
"Now you are the General Jack."
And then he died. So, yeah, lousy timing. Ghast gave me the power to command all the zombies, but didn't tell me how to use that power. And I've never been able to control more than a few zombies at a time. No pressure, right? A couple of days ago, we passed a big group of zombies, and I eagerly gave my gnarly, souped-up arm a spin. It was a fail.
By the power of my hand, I compel thee! Do the electric slide!
I said,
do the electric slide! Is this thing on?
So now I'm stuck with this gross-out arm that's supposed to help me lead an army of the undead, but instead just makes it super hard to get comfortable at night. And that army of the undead, it's our biggest weapon in the coming battle. I need to figure out how to get these powers to work. And soon. Dirk's voice brings me back to the present evil army situation.
So, we're stuck, huh?
It appears so, Quint says.
He's on his toes, leaning over the railing, trying to see where this vile parade ends. There is no end in sight.
Hey, it's cool,
I say, trying real hard to stay upbeat.
We'll just wait for them to pass.
I mean, really, how big can Thrall's army be?
Chapter 2. We wait for hours. Then hours stretch into days, and days stretch into a full week. 7 whole days of waiting for this parade of evil monsters to pass. It's double lousy. Lousy number 1. Let me tell you, when you're gonna have to battle an evil army, a week of watching that evil army parade past you isn't exactly confidence-inducing. Lousy number 2. We know Thrall is close to finishing the tower. If we want any chance of stopping him, we need to be there, like, yesterday. But even if we ditched the mollusk and went on foot, there's no way past that army. We're in a jam. A jam that has the many monster citizens aboard the mollusk with us, molluskians, I call them, on edge. Our buddy Johnny Steve, mayor of the mall, keeps trying to come up with fun activities to help everyone relax. But he's like a bad summer camp director. And his activities are neither relaxing nor fun.
It's every human's favorite time-passing activity. Running the mile while a disappointed gym teacher yells at you.
I gotta admit, I'm half relieved that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?